Hello, I'm Jace Hawkins, and this is Uncommon.
Uncommon and Uncommon Clips are produced by Narelle, a digital agency built for challenger brands and talent. To learn more, head to Narelle.com. That's NEURALLE.com.
Paige and I would get so many DM messages from people around the world just go, hey guys, like life's shit at the moment, but fuck, the podcast gives me a laugh. And there would be days just like everyone else, like I would be at home depressed, glass of rosé, okay, nothing else to do. Kids are crawling the walls, like, and the last thing I would want to do is wake up tomorrow morning and go in and pretend everything's fucking great and do jokes and, you know, it was hard. But the same token, by doing it, it helped me get through it too.
Yeah.
You know, I think if I didn't have that show during COVID, oh man, it would have been hard.
Yeah, right. That's very interesting.
Yeah. It was just as much an outlet for us as anybody listening. And then over that time, like probably right in the heart of COVID was the worst because you got PJ who, like they weren't allowing anyone into the building. I would be allowed to go in and I could sit in the studio. Alex, our producer, would produce from the phone room where there'd normally be five people. It was just him. Mm. Sash was in the newsroom and we would meet through the glass on the intercom. That was it. The people answering the phones ended up moving home. So like little P moved back to Adelaide. So she's wearing the headset in her old kid's bedroom in Adelaide. Mum's making eggs. There's posters on the wall. And she's like, hello, good morning, Kiss Melbourne. What's your name? And she's taking the calls there. Franco, our video guy, moved in with his family in Wollongong. So he's editing the videos and controlling the cameras from Wollongong. Like, there was just no one. And then Paige wasn't allowed in, so she had to do the show from home in South Yarra. Mm. Because she was single, they had that stupid rule where you couldn't see other single people. You couldn't have a bubble. So she wasn't allowed to leave the house. She couldn't go home and see her family in New Zealand. She's doing the show from home. So she was just depressed. And when she could start coming back into the building, she was coming back in and during the songs, she was just crying because she missed her family.
Really?
Like we had days where, you know, we'd hit the ads and she was just in tears. And I remember giving her a cuddle one day and just going, Paige, it's not worth, like my biggest thing is I didn't want anyone to resent working on the show. Mm. I would rather she left on that high and what a run we had than if she stayed, got depressed, relationship fell apart, and then she ended up resenting that show.
When did you start to realize that this is probably the end of the show as it was?
We wrapped up last August, like mid-year.
Yeah.
Was the end of the year before. So it was end of 2020, her and I had the conversation. Really honest conversation. She was like, I think I want to call it. And we were still contracted. She was still contracted to be here. Like she tore it up to leave.
Right.
And then and I said to her, can you stay on for a few months to give me a chance to find the right person, get traction, not just you leave and we're fucked and we have to, you know. And so she was great. She was like, yep.
Yeah, that was good. Yeah, it was hard listening to. There's no doubt about that.
Just all the change?
Yeah, the change. It was
one day I walked into work and I'm like, I think we're going to need name tags because I'm the only person I recognize here.
Yeah, I went through the list and so Tonerotti, Franco's gone.
Franco. He started this. He left first. So Franco, who was our video guy, he went to Wollongong, him and his missus, because, you know, her family was in Sydney. He was commuting, seeing his partner. So again, that was a nightmare.
Yeah.
So Franco was out. Tonerotti went off to, you know, spread her wings into her own podcast.
Sash gone to Gold.
Sash went to Gold and then she ended up moving home to Sydney because she wanted to be near family. Right. So she's gone off to Sydney and hitting the vapes up there. and then, we lost DV and Davo. He went back to New Zealand.
Yeah.
There's been a few. And then the NARC came in. We recently lost the NARC. She did a couple of weeks in rehab, just needed some time. And then came back fresh, but then wanted to get into TV and try something different.
Who are we at now?
Veggie Boy wanted to move over to America and got the green card. He won the green card lottery.
Veggie Boy, I've been following on Instagram. He doesn't post nearly enough.
No, he doesn't really.
Nona's still there.
Nona's a great addition. Nona's perfect for morale.
Sam, what happened with Sam?
Sam just, you know what? He was just cooked. Yeah. I always say, I think people in commercial radio gigs in a producing team have about 2 years in them.
On the show, on any show?
Just on any show. After 2 years, like these guys work around, you know, I just left now. I got here at what, 11? 15. So yeah, we've been a 2-hour production meeting after the show. So my mind is fucking cooked now. We've done the 3-hour show, straight into a 2-hour production meeting. I leave. Now the producers have to implement what we've all spoken about. So they're going to be there till what, 2? Wow. Then they go home, and then we'll all be on a group email from about 4, sharing stuff that might change. And then that will keep running through till about 8:30 tonight. Add in, you know, they've got to go to a couple of events and stuff like that. Like, it's fatigue. Yeah. After 2 years, you're just like ready for change. Okay. What's funny though is Sam left and has taken a job at Carrie and Tommy over at SCA. Carrie's now gone to London for a couple of months, right? And I said to Sam, because of the time difference, I'll fucking laugh if they're recording in breakfast hours. And you've left a breakfast show for a drive show. Because he's like, I'm going to get sleep-ins. And I'm like, I don't know, man. Depends what time they record that show.
By the way, why is that? Like with breakfast and drive, why do people – do you think it's the psychology of the time that you start? Because technically you do the same amount of hours, right? Yeah. So it's just the fact that the show starts earlier.
Oh, drive is the best. I did drive in New Zealand and it was great. Like you wake up. Also, it's, you know, with breakfast, because the show's on the next morning, the night before you're working. It's not like, oh, it's the night before. I watch Modern Family and I worry about work tomorrow. Work's coming up in 8 hours. And when you wake up tomorrow, it's not you starting the day and you got 4 hours before the show. The show's on. Like anything big, we need to organize it tonight.
Okay.
Where with drive, I remember I'd finish the drive show, go home at 7, and I could just be present at home then.
Yeah.
I could watch TV, pop a bottle of wine, have dinner, and go, we'll deal with tomorrow's drive show in the morning. Because then you have a clear mind at night, you sleep, you wake up and start prepping the drive show. The problem is with breakfast is that morning is your night.
Yeah. Okay. So it's the psychology of that fucks it.
It's like Sunday afternoon at 3 o'clock. Hello, anxiety. I'm like, no one in the fucking house after 3 o'clock on a Sunday, and we're not out anywhere.
Here's a question for you that is interesting. Do you think breakfast talent get paid more than drive talent? Or do you think it's on at a market level roughly the same?
I think now that a lot of drive shows are national, I think you'd find, you know, and also it depends on the calibre.
Like, okay, let's say Kyle and Jackie O, they did breakfast versus drive. Do you think there would be some form of markup if they...
I think because breakfast they get more because they make, like the station makes more money revenue-wise.
I actually don't know if they do breakfast or drive. Do they do drive?
They do brekkie in Sydney, Kyle and Jack.
Ah, okay.
And then they replay them because at night around the country.
Yeah. I always get confused because it's a Sydney show.
But Kyle just, he prefers breakfast hours.
Does he?
Yeah. He's always been like that. He's just, he's a nutbag.
So, okay, the team, we've got Nonna. I got a...
Loudmouth Italian, yep.
Loudmouth Italian. I got the message from Michaela, who you called Celeste.
Yeah.
Isn't that amazing with radio? Like you say someone's name wrong once and then it just sticks forever. I was like, who is this Michaela person messaging me? I don't know who Michaela is.
Neither did I. I was sending out group emails to the team and I'm like, I can't fucking find Celeste's number in this group email at all.
Man,
Kyle taught me that though. Kyle was like, because when I started in radio and they called me the lab rat, he was like, nicknames catch on to an audience so much quicker. And especially if you're building an ensemble cast.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And if you can find the right nickname, you know, Nonna, it just tells you. Italian, mum of the team, runs around cooking the meals, like, you know.
Well, they talk a lot about it in the advertising space, like mental availability. It's a lot easier to say Nonna than her full name.
Yep. Or the narc when we had Jane. Narc, she was just really quiet and sneaky at the start. And I'm like, you're a fucking narc. I reckon you work for HR.
Quantifies.
You're just, you know, cheating. But it was great because then it gave her the character that she would get away with stuff. Like, you know, oh, maybe I'm just building the case.
Yeah. Yeah. Who else we got at the moment? We've got Manchild.
We've got Manchild, who's a new EP. He looks like he's 14.
And
I want to take him to the foot because they've just made the next 3 rounds of the footy are free for kids under 14.
Yeah.
So I'm going to take him to a game next weekend just as my son and see if I can get him in for free. But he's like 25 with 2 kids.
Does he look like a man child because he's got like a beard or?
Child face. Completely baby face. But he's got 2 kids.
I remember when you guys were trying to come up with that name, I was like, oh, it's kind of like you've got to see him. You know what I mean?
Man child.
Man child, yeah.
Makes you want to see him though.
It does. DVD still around?
DVDs. DVD was our video guy after Franco. DVD started making so much more money doing video game YouTubes, Twisty 49 or whatever he is, either Twisty 6 or something.
So he did it full time.
So he's now moved into that full time, which is awesome because that's his dream. Like the guy's now making more than what he made out of his wage at ARN to sit there in the corner of a screen and commentate himself literally like this playing video games. And because stoners are at home just watching this guy play video games, he's now making more money.
All right, we know. We've got like four gamers on our roster.
It's unbelievable. It's
unreal. Yeah.
And then I'll be like, who the fuck is watching this? And then I'll go home and I'll go, kids, you want to come kick the footy? And Felix will be like, no, Dad, I'm watching Petri Dish 96 and he's playing soccer. And I'm like, what are you doing?
Roblox.
Yes.
Roblox.
Oh, the weekend, Roblox went down.
Did they ask you for Roblox dollars?
Oh, that's long gone. But there was a weekend where Roblox, whatever it is, it just went down.
And the value of it went down?
No. The app, the server, it all went down. Yeah. And it wasn't working on his laptop. And I'm like, oh, that's weird. Or his iPad. And I logged online. It was like worldwide outage. This was on a Friday night. And my kids are only allowed their iPads on the weekend.
Yeah.
On Saturday morning when that wasn't
good
back
policy,
up.
I like it.
Mate, it was like we killed the family pet. It was like, this is just, and then every 20 minutes, it's a backup. And I'm like, mate, no one wants it more up right now than me.
So they've never discovered like Minecraft or we don't let it play
but, but he was hooked on that at that point. And I'm trying to, you know.
That's an interesting, but I like this.
We sound like dealers. Sorry, man, I'm out of the white stuff, but have you tried smoking this? Just trying to move them over to
don't
something
have any
different.
Meth, but do you want some coke?
Yeah. It's cheaper, man. Try it. You'll never go back to Robux.